Norman Patterson, it was a really fascinating piece in The Current about a new yellow jacket. I'm frightened, just absolutely frightened of bees. And there's a piece in The Current about a new breed of yellow jacket being spotted in Connecticut. And Norman Patterson is the yellow jacket expert. So we wanted to talk about it. Norman, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Good. I mean, what time do you like start your work? Because they're dormant in the morning, right? Kind of.
Yeah, I mean, it depends how cool it is. You could see yellow jackets coming and going. You know, as soon as the sun starts coming up, you'll start seeing traffic coming in and out of their nests in one way or another. But yeah, I mean, they're always busy. You know, they're only going to be around for another, you know, maybe 2 months. A yellow jacket nest and hornet nest and wasp nest. It's one queen, one nest, 1 year. The whole thing dies, but they produce mated queens, and those mated queens will hibernate for the winter, and they end up waking up around Memorial Day, and they start the whole shebang all over again next year.
It's I always have this feeling or theory, and I haven't looked it up, that outside of the queens, do they get desperate late in the season? They just want to go down swinging? Because I feel like they get a little more aggressive later in the year. Is that not true?
No, it really is. Actually, what they get a little bit desperate because they're meat eaters. They're not pollinators. And, you know, we shouldn't confuse them with bees or bumblebees who are doing the pollinating. But they do have a beneficial purpose because they're out getting flies. They're out getting, you know, other insects. And what happens is as the days get shorter and the nights get cooler, the insect population goes down. And so then they start dependent upon sugar or your hamburger or your beer or whatever. And that's why they start coming out in force during the month of October.
Fascinating. Yeah. And so I always wondered this too. So a yellow jacket is a hornet.
Well, technically, I mean, I always say things more in layman's terms. They're all wasps. Hymenoptera, which means clear winged, and they have their own category. So they're more wasps, but then you have, in layman's term, you have yellow jackets, you have hornets like the white-faced hornets, and then you have the wasps. And so what I've seen happen in the last 3 years is all of a sudden I was at a nest and it was, you know, super aggressive, and it had paper lining the hole as they were coming in and out. And I said, these are very different. I mean, all yellow jackets and hornets, they can do a lot of damage if you're not careful. But these southern yellow jackets, you know, they can cause some damage if you're not careful. And they are very much aggressive, very aggressive like other yellow jackets, but even a little bit more.
So you noticed them like 1 or 2 years ago, and now they're here for sure?
Yeah, I've been doing this for 35 years. I used to do it for free because I would go to people's homes. You know, you find the nest, I collect it, and then I sell them to medical labs. But the market goes up and down so much that I had to start the yellow jacket expert. And, you know, so I do organic removal of, you know, stinging insects only, wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets from people's homes. You know, I charge now, but I still get those bugs and I sell them to the medical labs. So, you know, now that I do that, again, I've been doing this for 35 years, and the yellow jacket expert was established in 2006. 3 years ago, I was looking at this one yellow jacket nest because I have to identify them for the lab.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is different. And this thing is, they're coming out hard on this thing. And I dug this thing up and identified it and said, these are southern yellow jackets. They're perennial nests down south in different instances. I got buddies down there that get ones that are as big as a Volkswagen. They won't get that big here in Connecticut because all the nests will die. But I tell you what, I've already encountered some really big and very aggressive southern yellow jackets. They're Vespulax squamosa. So if I slip into my own verbiage, they're southern yellow jackets. What I tell people, you know, before you mow the lawn, before you, you know, fix something on the house, before you trim that hedge, just take a moment and look.
Yeah.
You'll see traffic in and out of a hole, out of a crack in your house, out of a bush. And if you could just train yourself to do that, train your children to do that, you could save yourself a ton of stings. But I'll tell you what, these southern yellow jackets and all the rest of the yellow jackets, they'll eat you though when you're in their territory. Yeah.
It freaks me out. Listen, we're talking with Norman Patterson. He's the Yellow Jacket expert. Actually, you can go check all his stuff out at theyellowjacketexpert.com. And it's fascinating. I'm really glad because you're the right guy to talk to. That's for sure. Now, just a quick bee question, or I don't know what the right term is. What are the ones that are nesting in the ground?
Those most of the time are eastern yellow jackets. They're called V. maculifrons. Eastern yellow jackets, for the most part, that's the majority. There are some other sub-varieties in there. They're nasty, too, because what they do is they both bite and sting. And you'll see, you know, those are the ones that are getting under your dog's fur and stinging you, or people are running in the house ripping off their clothes because they don't just follow you. They cling onto your clothes and dig into any crack or crevice they can, and they will just continue to sting.
People are eating breakfast, Norman. If people encounter things and it's not a big nest, or they want to, what should they do?
Well, you know, there are times where you could leave it. I mean, if there's a hornet nest that's 35 feet up in the air, leave it. I mean, you know, if it's not hurting anybody, it's up there, it's no big deal. If it's in the back of your yard and you don't have to use that spot, leave it. But I'll tell you, if you got lawn crews, if you're mowing your lawn, if you're doing different things, you know, you should give me a call. I'm different than an exterminator. Exterminator sees bug and poison. I take time. I identify them for the lab. I collect them alive. I freeze them alive, and I take time to, you know, design if it need be, if it's somebody's house. Sometimes they're behind the sheetrock and they're chewing them. Right. And I have to use organic methods in order to get this thing. Sometimes I have to actually pull it out of the ceiling because they compromise the sheetrock and they're ready to bust in. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and the venom's used for, you know,
sting allergy patients. Yeah.
Good purposes.
For desensitization. Exactly.
Norman, great to talk to you. Really fun conversation. Yeah. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on.